That's right. And here we go with another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. It's another Friday night. The week's behind you. The weekend is here. But before your weekend plans kick in, thank you for stopping by and taking some time to join us here on the air for 90 minutes. As always, I am your host, Pogo Man, from the Virtue Server from City of Heroes. And along with me tonight, well, you know, I used to say the following, but somebody pointed out that you can only be two of the three. So, ladies and gentlemen, the man and or the myth and or the legend, two of those three, behind the Titan Network, the one, the only, my psychic numero uno supremo, Tony V.
Howdy!
How are you doing, Tony? What's happening, brother?
Well, last time I checked, I was not mythical, in fact. I existed.
So you're the man and the legend behind the Titan Network.
Because
there
know
is
about,
a song.
I don't know about somebody, legend. But...
Well, hold on. We do have a song on the soundboard, and it says it's the legend of Tony V.
Do you now?
And we played it before once or twice in this, so there is that. So
I guess. I still, you know, if I'm a legend, I kind of, you know, feel sorry for the standards there.
Well, you know. Well, it depends what a legend is. How do we define a legend?
Well,
I know. Let's go to the interweb and see how they define it.
Well, let us check the interweb.
All right, let's see. Define legend. All right, a traditional story sometimes popularly regarded as historical but unauthenticated, or an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field.
There you go. I'm a notorious person.
There you go. Because you know what they said, the legend of King Arthur, the closer they get, like when you go back to it, the closer they get to the time of King Arthur, there was no one named King Arthur. But there
right.
were a couple of figures of history at that point who seemed that they fit the bill. So maybe they were writing about them and just changed the name.
Might have been King Steve.
Well, not Steve, just some, you know...
King Josh. King
like
Kevin?
Like Arturus or something like that. That's what they were looking for. They were looking for any type of name that had to do with like Arthur or Arthur sounding, and they found nothing and nobody of that name, so.
Oh, maybe there was a King Aardvark.
I doubt it.
I can see how that would get confused.
Quite right.
But yeah, I am in fact not a myth.
So we'll just call you the man and the legend behind the Titan Network. Yes, no?
Sure, why not? I haven't given it much thought, to be honest.
See?
So, how are you?
I went to my doctor yesterday. And within a week, I will know when I'm being scheduled, when I'm going to have my shoulder surgery.
Awesome.
Yep. So you know what that means. There goes my summer.
Well, I think so, Brian, but where are we going to find rubber pants at this time of night?
Huh?
Never fun.
Oh, did you shut the door?
So, anyway.
Did you close
did
the door?
Did I shut which door?
Well, you sent the chat. I literally just walked in the door. Code Warriors says, close the door. Were you brought up in a barn?
Well, you know. Yeah, I literally just walked in the door. And it really hurt, too. Man, I'm still watching.
You should have opened it first and then walked in.
Yeah, King Bob. Why do we always have, like Queen Elizabeth and Queen Mary? When are we going to get, like, a King Kevin?
I don't think we are, because I think the royal family doesn't name their children Kevin.
Well, that's too bad. I guess we'll eventually have, King William? It's too bad
yes.
that, you know, it's too bad that he was the first child, because I think a King Harry would be kind of funny.
That would be funny. Oh, my goodness.
And what did William Jimba. Name his kid?
I don't remember. Harry or William? I didn't know Harry had a kid.
William. Did I say Harry? I meant William.
Yes. I don't know.
What was it, like George or something like that? So we'll have like a King George again.
Oh, great. We remember the last time what happened. God.
Yeah, that one didn't go over so well here. But, you know, who knows? Maybe the next one will be friendlier.
Oh, I'm trying to look this up. As we're speaking. Oh, no, they had a daughter. Princess Charlotte.
Well, recently, but they had a boy first.
All right, well, the princess is Princess Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Yeah, I think the boy is George. Boy George.
Boy George.
Well, let's see. Prince William... son. Yeah, Prince George of Cambridge.
Oh, okay. So the
and he was born children. July 22nd, 2013. So he's, there you go. He's just about to turn two.
That's right. Okay. So we are going to have King George.
See, I want you to be king, man. We'd have a king rich.
That's right. King Pogo.
King Pogo.
Well, you know, according to Paragon Dawn now, on the website, this entire month is my month.
This entire month is what?
The month of Pogo. Paragon Dawn, every month they have Paragon Dawn's Finest. This month, I was named Paragon Dawn's Finest.
Yay!
It says for his enthusiasm, his willingness to help, and for supporting the group in-game and on the air, this month we honor Pogo Man.
Well... congratulations.
Thanks. So this
Does
is the month
with
of
the
Pogo.
Crown?
I don't know. But all month, this is the month of Pogo. I don't know what that means, but I'm just the finest.
You should definitely get a scepter.
Or something. I don't. But I don't want to raise a standard too high. I don't want to set the standard too high for the next person who comes along.
Well, maybe, but still...
It's only for a month.
Did you ever get the Atari 2600 emulator working?
No, I forgot. All, you know, no, it was on my PC, and I just haven't. My back's been so shot, I just haven't been sitting down on my PC much lately.
Oh, dude, we are so doing that, like, tomorrow.
What are you doing?
We're going to get you up and running with an Atari 2600.
Oh, okay. If you say so.
I do, and then you're going to spend, like, all weekend doing that.
Maybe, maybe not. Depends what I have planned for the weekend. Which isn't much.
So, man, so I had something weird happen to me this morning.
Oh, yeah? Go on, tell us. Do tell.
So, I take the train to work, right?
Right.
And it's like half above ground, half subway, you know, about halfway to work, we go underground. So we get to my station, and I'm standing there, and I'm waiting to get off the train, and the doors don't open. And I'm
really?
Standing there for a couple of minutes, and train doesn't go anywhere. And, you know, after about 20 to 30 seconds, you're sitting there thinking, well, what's going on? Did the train break down or what? Doors didn't open. Next thing I know, off we go. We're headed to the next station. I turn around and there's like three people behind me. And I'm like, okay, I didn't just imagine that, did I? You know, we did just blow right through that station, right? We didn't, you know, they didn't open the door. And I was looking around because I'm like, well, are the other doors opening? No, the other doors aren't opening. I don't know if they, I guess they just forgot to open the doors at my station.
So what happened? You didn't get it. You had to go to the next station?
Yeah, I had to go to the next station, northbound train. Yeah, it was weird. I've never had that happen before. I don't know if they just forgot.
Was anybody else complain? Did anybody else complain? Or?
Well, there was it's funny because the people behind me, I mean, they had like suitcases and stuff. I think they were from out of town because the lady behind me is like, well, why didn't they open the door? I don't know. And what's crazy, so I'm standing there at the door. I'm waiting for the doors to open so I can get off on the platform. And there's a lady on the other side of the doors waiting to get on the train. And we're just standing there looking at each other like, okay, now what?
Did you try to open the door?
No, I mean, you know, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to injure myself or mess up the door or anything. But I, yeah, it was, and especially once we started moving again, I'm just like, hey, now, wait a minute. You know, you guys forgot something. They just forgot to open the doors at that station.
That's very odd.
It was odd. So, yeah, I was a few minutes late to work this morning. I walked in and my boss is like, "Where have you been?" I was like, "You're not going to believe this. I've been." I went down to 5 points. I had to turn around and come back. But anyway.
How late were you?
You have a subway there, don't you?
No, I'm on the island. We don't have a subway out here. We have a train station.
Oh man, I thought like the entire state was just riddled with subway. Like the whole state had like this underground tunnel system.
No, that's only the 5 boroughs. No, I'm in I'm in like suburban, almost wide open country area. As a matter of fact, the first major highway up here, if you go east like 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. You get on and you can see wide open fields. That's how close I am to the country.
So how long would it take you to get to, I don't know, like 5th Avenue or Wall Street?
Oh, God. I have to go to the LIRR, Long Island Railroad, which is like 5 minutes up the road, like 5-10 minutes up the road. Take a train, probably transfer to Jamaica. That's in Queens, not Jamaica Island. And then go to Penn Station. That could take an hour, anywhere from an hour, I'm going to say roughly an hour and 45 minutes. From where I am, I would say.
Damn, man.
Hold on, let me look this up.
That's
asked.
A long way.
Yeah, I'm not that close to the city. All right, let me look this up. I'm going to look this up since you asked. From here, I'll say... From here to Penn Station.
I figured you could, like, go stand on the roof of your house and on a windy day spit and hit, you know, Manhattan.
Oh, no. I am nowhere near there. Where is my location? Oh, there we are. Ah, I hit the wrong one.
Look,
damn it.
Yeah, look for the red dot that says you are here.
Yeah. All right, if I were to leave here at 8:45, okay, the first train leaving here tonight to go to like Penn Station in New York City leaves here at 9:27 p.m. and I would get it transfers at Jamaica at 10:50. It takes an hour and 42 minutes. And I would get in New York City at 11:09.
Wow.
And it takes another 10 minutes for me to get there from here. If I were to leave right now, like to get in my car, get up there, park, another 10 minutes. So it's about 2 hours. And, you know, they're usually sometimes they're late. They don't leave right away. So yeah, I would say an hour and 50. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at one that leaves at 7:20 in the morning tomorrow. Would get me there at 9:12, almost an hour and 51 minutes. So it's about 2 hours. We're just under 2 hours.
So do you have people that live around you that commute to the city?
My dad used to commute all the time. A lot of people here commute. Yeah, a lot of people do.
That's pretty hardcore, you know. Atlanta supposedly has the highest average commute time, and it's something like 40 or 50 minutes. And
really?
Yeah.
No, but as a matter of fact, when my stepdad used to come home, we'd go pick him up, and I was going to say, and that train was packed, because it was going out east. There were a lot of people from out, and we're not all the way out east. We're pretty much like center of the island. Like, we're on the south shore, but we're like center of the island, distance-wise. I mean, there's people coming from all the way out east. That's another hour.
Well,
on top by train, and then you go into
takes,
the city.
It takes me about, I would say it takes me about an hour to get to work every day from where I am.
See, when I was working at Verizon, I drove there, and oh my God, during the summer, because when I started out there, it was in the Hamptons, their office, and during the summer, we would get calls, and they're like, guys, there's an event going on, you know the drill. And I swear to God, one time, there was a concert going on at the college I used to go to, Jimmy Buffett was playing. They said, no exaggeration, and it took us 3 hours. We left at like 3:30. We started at 7. We just got into Southampton at 6:30. And usually it's like not even a half-hour ride.
Wow.
But during the summer, that's how crazy it is out in the Hamptons. On the way home, you get out, no problem. It's so funny. They have two lanes going out, but going in, one lane. So basically their attitude is, if you want to come in, good luck. Leaving, see you later. I just remember that so many times. But then I got transferred to Patchogue, which is like 15 minutes away from here. And with traffic, 20, 25 minutes, I remember I would go, God, I can't believe it took me 20 minutes to get to work. But now I just found out that I knew a bunch of people who were still working there. Their whole office is getting transferred to a place called Garden City. And that's at least an hour and a half away from here. So all of a sudden, their 20-minute jaunt, that, like, I used to be able to leave here at like 8:30 in the morning and start at 9, get there, have time to go get my coffee, grab some breakfast or whatever if they had anything available. Usually they had bagels in the morning. Grab a bagel, grab some coffee, and go sit down, you know, ready to start. Now it's a 90-minute. Now it's gonna be 90-minute travel for some of them, and that's from here. So I don't know what they're gonna do. But anyway, that's the fun of commuting. That's why I'd rather work from home. I'm not doing much of anything right now, so
I work from home one day a week right now.
Oh, that's cool.
I sure wish it were two. I used to work from home full time, like all the time.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I got kind of old. I mean,
really? Why?
It's hard to imagine that would ever get old, but two things happened.
Right.
One is I really started getting a little bit stir crazy because, you know, it's like I didn't get out at all, you know?
Oh, okay. I got you. Right,
and
right.
I never saw my coworkers. It was hard to kind of keep my pulse on stuff going on, and I don't know. But, you know, and the other thing that happened is I kind of ballooned up. I gained a lot of weight because, you know, I was very, very sedentary. But, yeah, I don't mind going into the office like 2 or 3 days a week and staying at home 2 or 3 days a week. But right now I'm going in 4 days a week, and I'm like, oh, man, I would kill to have just one more day off a week would be perfect. Two more days off a week would probably be about the same. But, yeah, one or two more days off a week would be perfect. But I only have one right now. But who knows, you know? They're changing a bunch of stuff where I work, so maybe I'll be able to snag that.
Maybe you'll be able to work from home more often.
And speaking of Verizon, one of my coworkers today was his last day, and he's going to work for Verizon. But it's not like the I'm trying to think what group he's like in a small subgroup of Verizon. He's not like with the main corporate headquarters, but. We all had a party and wished him well yesterday, so. Fun days.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just went on Facebook because I forgot to go onto the Facebook page for our show. And
yeah?
My stepsister put, my nephew didn't want to go to the prom this year. He's a senior, but his whole attitude, he just wants to get out of there.
I can't blame him for that.
No, things got nasty at that school, and he's just like, I just want to get out of here. I just want to graduate. He's going to the military, after the summer's over, and he just wants to get out. So
what branch is he going into?
Marines.
Hoorah.
Yep.
Well,
hopefully, because he has shin splints, we don't know if he's going to get in. But here, this one my stepsister just put about 2 hours ago, just popped up. Ugh, I wish my son wanted to go to the prom. I am missing out on the whole mommy prom pride. You know, getting to see your kid in a tuxedo and the whole thing. And
I didn't go to the prom.
I didn't go to mine
foot.
Either. I wanted to, but just things fell apart. So just money-wise in the house. Because at that point, my mom and my stepdad had just been married about a year, not even a year. and they were doing so much work on the house. You know, because we had a smaller house. We had, like, I'm trying to think here, one, two, like, a whole extra, like, we had two extra bedrooms put on the side of the house, and they doubled the size of the family room, more or less.
I just don't do formal.
Oh, okay. So I didn't get to go, because whatever, you know, because I didn't work after school because of all this going on. My mom was working with McCormick Spices. She would go to all the stores and set the displays up that you see.
Oh, so, man, they have, like, the chili is the best.
Yeah, so I would have to come home right after school. And there were certain days, like every other Friday, I got out at, like, 12 o'clock or whatever. So I had a special permission slip that I could leave school. So I walked home, and I was home by, like, 12:30. To let, you know, wait for everybody to get home from school. You know, just said everything,
yeah,
like, do your homework, have your snack, do your homework, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then during the week, I would just come home, you know, right after school, more or less as soon as school ended, I had to come home right away and, you know, just make sure the house, everything, you know, so my mom could go do her job. So.
Wow.
Okay, this is interesting. All right, I'm going through, and this guy posted something to City of Heroes about an hour ago on Facebook.
Yes.
This is what he said. Okay, Eric Casimir Jr., and he says, I have amazing news, people. It is a leak confirmation. I just got a response from NCSoft. I know we all hate them for taking away City of Heroes, but they have been secretly working on City of Heroes, too. I emailed them asking if this leak information is true. I got a response back from saying this, please be informed that we cannot disclose any information about the game yet. We will have.
Oh, that's so bogus. I don't believe that for
real. Oh, wait. Let me finish reading this. Let me finish. We will have you informed once we have the information regarding the game. So it's a safe bet to say it's a work in progress, which is why they haven't sold their rights to City of Heroes to any successors, because they aren't giving up on us people. Yes, it's been years, but I think it's good faith because the game will be out from what leak info I got.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. He sent this email out on 9/14, and he just got a response. So this is what some people are saying here. Oh, okay, yeah, seems like a generic email sent out about any projects that might possibly be in development. So tired. Somebody else says, so I'm tired of hearing about this. I'll wait until I see proof. It's like seeing more Caitlyn Jenner news. Okay, and DC Scowl, a friend of mine, he says, who's to say they wouldn't do it again? My thing is, I will never trust that company again. I'd rather take my chances on one of the other new COX successors than give NCSoft another penny ever.
Yeah, okay, well, no. They're no.
I don't see it happening. They would have said something by now, truthfully.
First of all, I don't know who this guy is, but please don't misunderstand me. I'm not disparaging his character. I think he might have heard something and is, like, jumping to massive conclusions.
No, well, this is what somebody says.
Facebook is having some issues loading right now. Here
we
go.
Hold on.
Yeah.
This is what somebody said. I believe what this is what I think, and I agree with it. I believe what you're telling us, but what I don't believe is what you were told. In other words,
I believe
what
you believe
saying,
it, but...
No. What I'm saying, what we're saying is, what he was told, he's just repeating what he was told in an email. That part, I believe. What we don't believe is the information in that email.
Well,
In other words, I believe you got this information, but I believe that information to be bullshit.
Yeah,
TJ Matt 2000 in the chat says, sign Princess Sudan and we need your credit card. Quite right, we do. See, right now I'm having a blast playing Champions Online with some friends. Paragon Dawn. So I think
it's in your favor because the game will be out from what leaked info I got 9/14. So supposedly all this happened September of 2014.
And he just told us now. That's the thing I said too, and he just told us now.
Yeah, see, Eric Randolph. This strikes me as on the level of my brother knows a guy who works at Nintendo. Yeah, I don't, you know, I've seen too many rumors and allegations flying around lately that are just like totally bogus. That
right.
It's like, no, I'm sorry, I put no credence in at all.
Oh, well, you know what it is? It's like this. We have a game. We have three games in the works that everybody's looking forward to. But we're playing this game, Champions Online. And they've just done something where, I can't remember the exact wording of it, but now Cryptic has gotten control of the game themselves. And they're going to be the sole people working on this game. And they're already working on stuff for it. So who knows what's going to happen with this? I know right now they are working on redoing the tutorial where instead, again, it's another superhero game where there was an alien invasion in the city you're defending or, you know, doing your thing for. And that was in the past. Well, originally, you helped fend off that alien invasion. And I always thought that was weird because that was supposed to be a few years ago, you know, or earlier in the, much earlier in the timeline. So now what's happening is, you, after you do all this stuff, you find out it's a simulation. You were helping out. They're opening this new place called Ravenswood Academy, and it's a school for, like, superheroes to go to. And this is all a simulation that you're running. And you're learning how to use your basic powers. So I think that's pretty cool how they're doing that. And somebody said, I agree, it's kind of an X-Men feel to it. Like, you're in the danger room running a simulation. So.
Sorry, I'm sitting here reading some of the replies to that.
Oh, I gave up on it already. See, I already gave up on it.
Oh, no, I'm still.
It's a general consensus we had. You know, you want to believe, but it's all, you know, it's BS, so.
Well, it's...
What?
It's not so much that you want to believe as it is, you know, there's too many people out there right now just making stuff up. And unfortunately, how shall I say this? There is a contingent of people out there who get their jollies just by, you know, stirring the pot.
I know,
And there's a lot of pot stirring going on right now that's just totally bogus. So I would highly encourage people to take any news, unless it comes from a firsthand source that you know and trust. You know, if somebody can, like, point you to a press release on NCSoft's site that they're going to release City of Heroes 2, then it might be believable. But until then, it's like, call me cynical, but I've just gotten to the point where it's like, don't believe anything you read. And you know, I will say I try to be as honest and straight with people as I can. But, you know, I even tell people, even when you're reading stuff that I write, you know, take it worth a grain of salt. Unless I can actually cite a firsthand source, you know. Because there are some stuff, you know, there are some things that I know that I tell people that I know are true, but I can't validate. And so it's like, you know, if you don't believe me, I'm okay with that because
right.
I probably wouldn't believe me either, you know? And then there's some stuff that I tell people that I can actually cite sources for. And it's like, well, you'd better believe that because I can actually give you the firsthand source it came from. And then there's some stuff that I willingly admit I am purely speculating about. So, you know, don't put any unnecessarily, you know, large amount of weight to what I'm saying here because this part is just speculation. You know, I try to be upfront with people, my level of knowledge of, you know, I know this and I can prove it versus I know this and I can't prove it, but if you want to take my word for it, feel free to. If you don't, I'm okay with that, you know. And then there's the level of, I think this is true, but I can't prove it, and I'm not sure. So, you know, if it turns out it's not, don't come busting my chops for lying to you, because I'm telling you what I, in good faith, believe to be true, but it's an opinion, so, you know. But one of my pet peeves is I can't stand people who are like, I know this is true. I know this is a fact, when they don't. And there's just too much of that going around these days. People post some messages about, well, I know such and such is true, and it's not true. So just like I said, don't put too much weight in things that people can't actually give you a firsthand, you know, where they can't point you to, you know, and that's true of the internet in general, by the way. I mean, there's too many people out there saying stuff, you know, like, oh, did you hear Firefly is getting a second season? No, it's not. Someone posted a picture the other day that said, oh, did you hear that Chick-fil-A is opening on Sundays now? And it's like, why would you say that? I mean, it's just a complete fabrication. Why would you just make stuff up like that that's not true? I don't know. I don't know why people do that. But, you know, I guess they get some sort of weird pleasure from, you know, oh, look at all the gullible people. It's not that people are particularly gullible. It's just that, you know, when you post stuff like that, and that's a very fundamental shift, I think, in our culture. You know, when I was growing up, and people would tell me stuff, you know, unless I had some particular reason to disbelieve them, I would just sort of accept it at face value, right? And, my gosh, I have learned so much in, like, the past 20 years that, you know, all these urban legends that were not true, you know.
Like I said, I read it, and I just said, take it what you will with it.
Oh, I know. I just hope people are aware, though, that people post this stuff out there, and like I said, I'm not trying to disparage the character of this specific person. You know, maybe they did hear from somebody that NCSoft was going to launch City of Heroes 2, but you know, whoever it was is either lying or they heard it from someone else.
Who's lying?
Who's lying? Point is, I'm putting exactly, you know, zero amount of weight to this. This one, you know, there's stuff that I'm like, well, it's sort of kind of plausible, but I doubt it. This I would even rate below that. This I don't even put into the realm of the plausible, so.
Well, there you go then. Like I said, sadly, I don't know. I still think we fight to get our game back. I was always against a second game anyway. Why would you make a second? Why would you make a second?
I don't know. But at any rate, I would just, you know, like I said, I try to be as honest and upfront with people as I can. So, you know. If you believe me, and then, you know, just that's fine. But even with myself, I try to tell people, you know,
you don't even believe what you say.
If I can't back it up with you know, a plausible, reliable source of firsthand information, right. I even don't care if people tell me, well, I don't believe you, because I'm like, okay, you know, that's fine. And I'm not being facetious, you know, because there are some people that I'm like, I don't doubt that you believe what you're saying, but I don't believe it. No offense. And I've told people before, yeah. You know, you may be right, but you know, I'm just saying that until I get some sort of independent confirmation, I'm not going to put a lot of weight in that.
Okay.
Any other City of Heroes? I don't know any other. I do know that Vi, the card game, has started shipping out. One of our Titan Network folks got his copy.
Right, I think we said that last week, right? I think so.
Did we? I know.
Yeah,
I
we did. Yes, at the end of
the they were going to start shipping, but we've actually got people with Vi in hand. I don't have my copy yet, but if you did back it and you did get the game, once you get your copy, my name's in the book as a thank you for backing our Vi. So,
right.
Yay! I'm supposed to get the. Excuse me, I'm supposed to get the fancy schmancy edition with the wooden collector's box and everything. So
fancy schmancy.
Might take a little longer to ship, so.
Okay, so this guy. All right. I'm trying to look for other news. Let's see what we have here. Sorry, I'm just looking here. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Any City of Heroes news? Cryptic is bringing the Rise of Tiamat expansion to XP One.
Mm-hmm.
Or Xbox One.
Right.
That's not really City of Heroes related, except that Cryptic, of course, developed City of Heroes.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think there's really not really much going on in the City of Heroes news department.
Try to see if I have anything here.
Not many articles this week on NCSoft. There were a few articles last week on their push. Western operations, but
interesting. Somebody posted something from Oh My God Facts that Chinese prisoners were forced to farm gold in online game World of Warcraft, which then would get sold for real money on the internet. I don't know.
That's one of those things that I file under. It wouldn't surprise me, but I don't necessarily.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Knowing them, they would do that, but like you said.
Let's see. City of Titans has no new news.
No, I do have news for Heroes and Villains, and Valiant Online has, from the other day, has a whole ton of patch notes I have to read, so. You want to get started with that?
Sure, why not?
Alright, let me do Heroes and Villains first, like we always do, and then I'll read Valiant Online stuff, so. Alright, this is Friday update number 130 from Heroes and Villains. Let's see here. This week, we've continued to focus on coding the new chat system, and now have that the global chat channel working, so that messages sent through it can be seen by every player who's logged on, no matter what map or zone they're in. We've also got the private message channel set up and functioning, so that players can send tells to each other, using the following command. Didn't I read this one last week?
Yes.
This sounds really familiar, but it says here, wait, did I read this one last week or no? Let me read. I don't know if I read this one. It sounds familiar, but I don't remember. We've also got the private message channel set up and functioning so that players can send tells to each other using the following command, in quotations, slash tell, then the recipient player's name, semicolon, message, and quotations, and then hitting the enter key. Slightly shorter variation is also available where the sender just needs to type slash T instead of slash tell. Tells can be answered by using the same command, but we've also made a quick reply button, which is default mapped to the backspace key. Currently, tells can only be sent by using the commands mentioned. Mentioned above. But we're also working on setting it up so that right-clicking on a player can also bring up the option to send them a tell, along with the option to view other player-related info. a team chat channel along with a local chat channel are also something that we'll be working on, plus a channel for friends only so that only players your friends list will be able to see the messages. I have a heroic villain this weekend, the Heroes and Villains team. You know why I read this last week? I just realized. Because she posted it. Golden Girl posted it at 7:15 p.m. Over an hour before we went on air.
There you go.
That's why she posted it early. Because usually she doesn't post it till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's weird. All right, I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
I mean, as soon as I started reading it, that's why I get for not reading it earlier. And I'm like, huh? I was just very tired today. I don't know why. I think the news from yesterday just has me kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, so there's some geek stuff going on. Might be of interest to people.
Okay, let's do that. Then I'll do the Valiant's online patch notes that just came up this week. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing that struck me was that Nichelle Nichols apparently suffered a stroke and is in the hospital.
My goodness.
Yeah, that happened yesterday, so I hope she recovers. Wow. Those folks are getting so old, though, you know?
Well, hold on. What year did that series come out?
Oh, man. Like 1968, I think.
Yeah, it's almost been 50 years. Because, like I said, next year, it's the 50th anniversary of The Monkees, and more importantly, the Adam West Batman TV series.
But still, I mean, it's so weird. I guess we're kind of lucky that we haven't lost more than we have. I mean, we've lost who? Jimmy Doohan and Leonard Nimoy and Gene Roddenberry, of course.
Right.
DeForest Kelly? Kay's still around. We lost DeForest Kelly. William Shatner's still around. And
right.
Walter Koenig. And
Koenig is still around, right?
Nichelle Nichols. I don't know. You know, it's just sort of weird. I remember when I was little, you know, seeing like old, I mean, people like Frank Sinatra and Jackie Gleason, and, you know, those people were dying off when I was little, and
right.
They just all seem so old. But now it's like these people that, you know, I never really thought of them being old, but they're like in their 80s.
Well, you know what like, it is. Damn. When you watch Star Trek, they don't, you know what it is to us. Like, when you watch the old Star Trek show, yeah, they don't look that old. And then you realize
Even off of Star Trek, I mean, T.J. Hooker, when it came on, I used to watch it. And, I mean, it's like William Shatner, he was, you know.
T.J. Hooker, wasn't that, like, late 70s, very early 80s?
Early 80s, it wasn't, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he was still, I mean, I wouldn't call him young, but he was, you know, he seemed like a normal-aged guy. And now I look at William Shatner even, and I'm like, man. He's getting on up there, and he really is.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. But at any rate, yeah, so best wishes to Nichelle Nichols. She had a stroke, and hopefully she'll make a nice recovery there. One can hope. Another thing that sort of caught my eye is for those of you who are into classic computer role-playing games, there is a new game being kickstarted called... You know which one it is?
Go on.
Bard's Tale 4.
Really?
Yeah. So those of you who remember the old Bard's Tale game, remember they had Bard's Tale 1, Bard's Tale 2. What was the... I can't remember what Bard's Tale 2 was called. Bard's Tale 3 was Thief of Fate.
I never played any of the Bard's Tale. I never did the Bard's Tale or the Ultimas. Because I didn't have a PC back. I didn't have a PC back then, so I couldn't do anything, so...
I had a Commodore 64.
I didn't even have a Commodore 64.
Tales of the Unknown. Yeah, that was Bard's Tale 1. And then the sequel, Bard's Tale 2. What was the subtitle of Bard's Tale 2? Bard's Tale 2, The Destiny Knight. And then Bard's Tale 3, Thief of Fate. Yeah, oh man, I devoured those games. I played the hell out of them. I mean, I was like full on with graph paper and notebook, writing down the riddles and all that kind of stuff. So I was big time into it. And then after Bard's Tale 3 was released in 1988. That was the last Bard's Tale game.
Well, it says here in 1991 they had the Bard's Tale construction set.
Right. Which you
I have no idea what that is.
Well, there was an adventure construction set. I didn't know there was a Bardstale construction set. But at any rate, and then a few years ago, they actually came out with like the Bardstale, which was sort of a new series of games.
Yeah,
but
they were for like all the consoles, it looks like, your PlayStation 2, Xbox. Oh, it was everything. PlayStation 2, Xbox, Windows, iOS, OS X, Linux, Cloud, Playbook, Android.
And it was, you know, it was a cool game. I mean, it was a little different. It was a little bit more comedic. You know, the Bard's Tale 1, 2, and 3 were sort of straightforward, you know, computer role-playing games, you know, all set in fantasy and everything. But now the guys who worked on Bard's Tale, the Bard's Tale series of games, and in fact, it's the same guys who are working on the updated Planescape game. And what's the other one they did that's actually launched? I can tell you here in just a second. It's made by InXile, though. It's the same guys who did Planescape, Wasteland 2. That's the other one.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever played Wasteland was another adventure role playing game.
Sadly,
anyway,
I missed that on all those.
I will. There's the link to the Kickstarter though. So all of you, I'll see. Code Warrior says I got it into the Bard's Tale because I loved the Wizardry. Oh yeah, Wizardry was great. He played Bard's Tale on 60. Yeah, I had a Commodore 64. I loved my Commodore 64.
Oh, okay. They need $1,250,000. That's a goal.
Have they got it yet?
With
I'm a
34 backer. Days, 34 days ago, they have $1,052,533.
Yeah, isn't that great? I pledged to it. I pledged at the $180 level. Yeah, $185.
Really?
Yeah. I know that's a lot, but, you know, I really want to see this thing go. And second of all, they got some really cool swag. And, I guess nostalgia hits hard. But, yeah, they've got, let's see, what do they got? The Premier Collector's Edition reward tier, alpha test. It's like, oh, I got to get in the alpha test, man. Printed songbook of the game's music. Plus, you get all this stuff. You get a cloth map, a printed game manual. You get a printed art book, a CD with the soundtrack, a digital songbook, digital strategy guide, a novella 3-pack, high-res wallpapers, and my name in the backer credits, plus write a small message, beta test access, and digital versions of all included physical rewards. So that's what I'm in for. And, you know, let me tell you, as stupid as it sounds, one of the coolest things about that tier is the cloth map. Because if you ever played, and I bet Code Warrior remembers this too. If you ever played the Ultimate games, you used to get a cloth map with every Ultimate game. And in fact, starting with Ultimate 4, they actually put in little trinkets too. Ultimate 4 came with a little silver ankh, and Ultimate 5 came with a codex coin. Ultima 6 came with a moonstone. Very cool stuff. I mean, these were back in the days when video games were freaking awesome, man.
Oh.
Nowadays, you don't get any of it. Nowadays, you go out there and download it, and if you're lucky, you might get some wallpapers or avatars or something.
Well,
but
you know,
man,
it
back
is.
In the
no,
day,
well, now what they have now with everything is if you order early, you get this special thing in the game, and you could get the, like, for, I'm going with the Batman, the Arkham series. You could get the collector's edition, spend $120, and you get a whole bunch of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
Like I did, I got the collector's edition for the first one they put out, and that came with a Batarang on the stand. It had a little journal book that was basically written in the handwriting of the main doctor of the island, and you got some crime stuff.
Whoa, wait, Doctor Who?
No, not Doctor. Yeah, Doctor Who. I forget the dude's name. He's the main psychiatrist there, who turns out was, if you played it, turns out was a little on the nutty side.
Uh-oh. Don't spoil it. But yeah, I mean, back in the days, man, you used to get these cloth maps with the games. used to get these manuals that had like lore and yeah. I remember the Ultima manuals. They were awesome because they were printed on this sort of I don't know. The paper was sort of like parchment. You know, it wasn't like a book. It was like this parchment paper. It was printed in brown ink and. Oh, my gosh, man. Those were the – and they were thick. You could sit there – I mean, you used to – you'd buy a game, and you'd sit there and read the manual and all the background and the history and everything for, like, 2 hours before you ever installed the – and actually, it wasn't too bad because, you know, the game actually took 2 hours to boot up because it was spread across 8 floppy disks front and back, and you'd have to swap the disks in and out, but – And as Code Warrior pointed out, yeah, you'd get these code wheels. You remember the code wheels? You'd have to line up, like, the outer planet with the inner moon and, you know, read down the you know, circle of magic, and then you'd get this code that you have to type in. It was the DRM of the day to keep people from copying games. But nowadays, yeah, you buy a game, and it's like you buy it online, and yeah, you might get some little digital download goods, but, you know, you don't get the... That's why I like backing these Kickstarter projects, these indie studio things. Because, man, I want my Bard's Tale cloth map of Skara Brae and you know, my trinkets that come with it. Yeah, copy protection. Because they knew that people were going to be copying the discs, so you had to have this code wheel... Good times, man. The days of yore, the days of lore. That was actually a different game, but I digress. So, yeah, I remember the good old days of gaming. I do miss some of that stuff too. You know, going to the game and getting all excited when a new Ultima game came out. I don't know if you follow my Twitter, but for anybody who follows my Twitter. Which I am, what is my Twitter? I am at, TonyV_COH. I tweeted an interview with Richard Garriott, who of course came out with the Ultima Games, and now he's doing Shroud of the Avatar, and he did Tabula Rasa and some other games. An interview with Richard Garriott from 1985, when he was all of 23 years old.
Wow.
And in fact, here, let me see. Here, I will post a link to that interview. So, okay. Oh yeah, Temple of Apshai. I played that. I got the trilogy. That one was had the little music. There's the link to the interview. Just in case there are any other Ultima or Richard Garriott fans out there, and you remember Richard Garriott, right? He did Tabula Rasa. He's the one that NCSoft lied and said that he was quitting and. When he was in space.
And he was Lord British.
Yeah, Lord British. Well, there's an article from 1985 from Commodore Power Play magazine of Richard Garriott when he was 23 years old. And if you navigate to that, there's a little zoom button up there on the top right. If you click the zoom button, it'll go to the full screen where you can actually read the article.
There you go. Cool.
And that was right at the launch of Ultima 4, Quest of the Avatar. So,
wow.
Which I played the hell out of. I loved that game.
So this was what, 1991?
This was 1985.
Oh, okay. Ultima 4 came out in 85. Okay.
Yep. And by the way, in case I also posted this on my Facebook account, just in case anybody's even remotely interested, or actually I think I posted it on our forums, not my Facebook account. You can actually... Anybody who wants to can go out there and get a copy of Ultima 4 for free, and it's legal. If you go out to GOG.com, here, in fact, I will put... For anybody who never got a chance to play the Ultima games, You can play Ultima 4. Now, keep in mind, this game is from 1985, so, you know, you're not going to have first-person 3D graphics or anything like that.
Don't expect to have graphics that you use to today, right?
Yeah, but Ultima 4, let's see, where is the link? I will get you the... In fact, I think Ultima 8 is free also.
Ultima 8? My God.
But Ultima 4 is right here. Yes, it's free. So here, I'll post a link to it. If you want a free copy, because what's the old saying about today's economy?
No, it's free is good in today's economy. There you go.
Oops, it's like time limiting. There we go. Okay, there's a link where you can get a free copy, and it's legal. So GOG has the license to, and I think Ultima 8 is legal also, or excuse me. No, it's $5.99. One of the others was free, though, I thought.
I'm looking here.
But just in case you missed out on the Ultima games back in the 80s, I would highly recommend, unless you just hate retro games, I would highly recommend you snag a free copy of Ultima 4, because it really is, I cannot stress enough, it really is the history of computer role-playing games right there. It was one of the first that had, it's not one of the first CRPGs. I mean, those have been around for a long, long time, but it's definitely one of the first really in-depth, most of them were sort of adventure-type games, sort of simple, not much of a backstory. Well, Ultima 4 really sort of set the standard of having, like, this really in-depth history and world that was really rich and living, So anyway, I was all proud. I tweeted that and included Richard Garriott, and he actually retweeted me, so... Yes, you have to use your hands.
Use your hands for what?
I don't know what he's talking about. I guess to go out and download the games, or is that a quote from one of the games? I don't know.
I don't know. That's funny.
But that's the geek news I have. Is they're launching Bard's Tale 4, and Nichelle Nichols is unfortunately in the hospital. A little bit of bad news, a little bit of good news. Oh, yeah, I used to play those Infocom text adventures. Do you remember, I was a huge, hardcore Star Trek fan. Like, I could quote episodes. I could sit there and name off all 79 episodes and tell you, who the guest stars were and all that kind of stuff. And I remember SSI, I think it was SSI, came out with a Star Trek game called the Kobayashi Alternative. And it was a text mode adventure. And I played the crap out of that. But the game actually had a bug in it, and I couldn't get past a certain part. So, quote from Back to the Future.
Yes, I remember that now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember that.
Yeah. Where's my hoverboard, man?
Hey, they're working on it.
Well, it's supposed to be, this is the year it's supposed to be out, dude. I don't hear anything about it.
Well, they'll probably launch a Kickstarter before too long. Don't worry.
Okay.
Okay.
You say so.
Hey,
what?
So if someone wanted to call in, I'm curious.
Yeah, I was just going to say that because I am going to read I'm going to give that information, and then I'm going to begin reading this long list from Valiant Online. And if you'd like to call in and chat with us for the last less than a half hour, there's one of two ways of doing so. If you're in, you could either call in at 646-478-0073. Or if you're one of many people in the chat room tonight, thank you all for coming out today. You guys are awesome. You guys rock. You scroll up to the top of the page, you'll find a blue square with a white S in the middle. That stands for Skype. You click on that, and that's a free call into the studio. And as I always say, free is good in today's economy.
So I've heard.
Oh, one of my friends, he says he has his Elder Scroll maps on his wall.
Cool.
On Skype, he sent me. He's listening to the show. He sent me a message on Skype. So, yeah, I miss out on all those games. I'm so pissed.
I really miss playing. I remember getting Ultima 5, and that game took me weeks. Actually, it took me probably a good couple of months at least to finish because, I mean, just when I thought I was getting close, it's like, oh, crap, man. Then I got down to the underworld, and it was like a whole nother, you know, a whole nother map, you know, that's as big as the overworld world. And I'm like, man, this thing is like crazy big. But holy crap, it was such an awesome game.
The first computer game I got to play like that was actually a game called Warcraft Orcs versus Humans.
Hey, I remember that game.
Yeah. And the second one was cool when they had Frozen Throne. And then they had that role-playing thing at the end where you got to play a panda. And I thought that was pretty cool. That was okay. And I'm waiting for the next game. And then they said they were going to do this MMORPG. And I was like, oh, really? And I don't know why, but I never got into that. And then one of my friends at work knew I was in the comic books, and he told me about this game, City of Heroes.
Okay, and so Code Warrior, let me ask Code Warrior this. So, so you played the Bard's Tale. Here's the test of your memory. There was a puzzle in Bard's Tale, the original game, and it was a magic mouth on a dungeon wall, and it asked you what the name of the endless byway was in the Bard's Tale. So my question is, do you remember the answer to the riddle of what the name of the endless byway was?
Let's see if you guess it.
And the background of that is that riddle stumped me for like 2 months in trying to get past that game. And it finally dawned on me. Yeah, and the Bard's Tale, when you were in dungeons, you know, the dungeons were like mazes, right? And you had the walls, and you'd get your graph paper out and draw the walls, and, you know, so you could keep track of where you were. And every once in a while, you'd come to a wall that would be a dead end, and it would have a magic mouth, and the magic mouth would ask you a riddle. And if you answered the riddle correctly, you would either the wall would go away and let you pass so that you could progress further in the game, or you might get some sort of perk or something like that, you know, one of your ability scores, you know, heightened or something like that. But one of the riddles was the endless byway. And if you look at the map, let's see if I can just view this image. Yeah, here, I'll post a link. Yes, he got it. there's a link to the map, the original Bard's Tale map. Yeah, and so if you look closely down in the southwest corner, there's a street down there called Sinister Street.
Okay.
And in the town, if you went down that street, you would just, you know, it shows it going like out of town. Well, in the game, what would happen is you'd see the buildings on the left and right as you're walking.
Right.
But you just walk and walk and walk and walk and walk, and it was just infinite, you know. And what
really?
It would do is, yeah, it's like the buildings would repeat every three or four buildings.
Okay.
So when you got to the space that would get you out of town, it would just kind of bump you back three spaces. So it looks like you're just walking down this infinite street. But then if you turn around and walk the other direction, you know,
right. You
just walk back to the corner you just came from. So the endless byway, the riddle was, you know, the name of the endless byway, it was Sinister Street, because you could just walk down it forever and you'd never reach the end.
I did not know that.
But I thought it was like some sort of pun. Like, I was trying to think of synonyms of endless, you know, like if there were an infinite street or something like that. But that in fact was not the case. It was Sinister Street. So, and that stumped me for like 2 months. But then I was like 12 when I played it, so I didn't feel too badly about that.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, you can actually get the Bard's Tale game that came out with a few years ago. It is also on GOG.com.
All right.
And it's actually a really good game. It's funny and cool. There's the link to that. But that's not free. They'll actually charge you $10 for that one.
All right. We have about 22 minutes left. I want to make sure I get this information out there, if you don't mind, sir.
Go for it.
This is going to be Values Aligned, an update on May 31st. It's alive. Patch notes. It says here, please note, due to the account character wipes, you'll have to register again at the game login screen. So there you go. All your work for nothing. The client update is live. Here are the patch notes. General patch notes. Female characters are disabled while their animations are being updated. Added the foundation for the new starting location. Scaled new world elements to their new size standard. Updated all shaders to the new Unity 5 physically based standard. Updated character customization systems to use less processing overhead. Added a new animation system. Added a new sound system. Updated character generation musical theme. Updated character generation background. Added new animation based event triggers. Added new sound effects for movement, attacks, and impacts. Transitioned from the Unity 5 standard tree pipeline to the new speed tree pipeline for optimized foliage management. Started implementation of the new leveling systems interface. Started implementation of the new enhancement system interface. Fixed minor bugs. Now these are server updates. Updated the NPC intelligence system for better server-side processing efficiency. Added new intelligence to NPCs, including the ability to become mobile, the ability to observe their surroundings, and the ability to respond to their observations with dialogue. Added new intelligence to mobs, including the ability to react to situations dependent upon conditions, the ability to become mobile, and many new combat abilities. Added the new account system to bind data from the game server to the website server. Added the ability to expose various details of the game server to the website, allowing us to share changes to game data on the site immediately. Started implementation of the new leveling system. Added NPC trainers for leveling. Added NPC vendors for enhancements. Optimized many features of the server and its tool sets. And these are some notes. This release of one part of a series of sequential updates. This update lacks many of the upcoming character generation assets, zone art, animations, NPCs, and missions that will be coming in the next few days. This first release is dedicated to testing the new zone, the new physics servers, and the zone's capacity and performance standards of our current target platform. Excuse me. I'm sorry about that, guys. As we complete tests, we'll begin to patch in updates rapidly. I'm falling asleep just reading this. No,
that's a long update you got going on there.
Oh my god, almost done. We're almost done. I got two more things to read. Over the next few days, our technical director will be present in game, doing many tests for performance, and the servers may see frequent downtime for updates and modifications. We ask for your patience during this time, and we will keep you informed of all changes and updates as they happen. Okay, one last thing. Downloads. Windows download link follows, and we'll be attempting to build new Mac and Linux clients shortly. Now, if you want, I will post this link that they have in the chat for you guys. And there you go. And that's our updates for the week.
Yay.
Not a lot, but, you know, it does the trick. For example, that's our updates for the week.
I know a little bit of geeky news is I don't know if you ever watched that show At Midnight.
Oh yeah.
On Comedy Central at what time?
11:59 59 seconds.
Yeah, that's it.
I watch it all the time. Yeah, he goes, it's 11:59:59 seconds. Here's what happened today on the web.
So, anyway, yeah, Felicia Day was on there.
Yes, I saw that one. Yep.
Was it last night or night before last?
Night before
if you
last.
Have Hulu, you can go out and watch it. And yep. Felicia Day, of course, she's dreamy. So,
you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Will Wheaton was supposed to be on that night, and he wasn't on.
Oh, bastard.
Because the night before, as a matter of fact, if you go, because on my Optimum thing, I click information, and it says who's supposed to be on that episode. And Will Wheaton was supposed to be on. He was replaced by the other guy.
They did, let's see, Geek and Sundry did post, let's see, here it is, a trailer.
Oh.
Oops. Yeah, I don't want to actually play it, but I'll post a link to it.
A trailer, you say?
A trailer, I say.
Oh, while you're doing it, remember how I said last week that now that Letterman's off, CBS has gone with the brilliant decision until Steve Colbert takes over the Late Show, that starts his Late Show, what they're playing before the Late Show, James Corden, that they're playing replays, reruns of The Mentalist? Well, the other night, as a joke, they start the show because what it does, it goes, you know, end credits for the show, and then he starts his show. So he did this thing that night where they did the show Talking Mentalist, like how they do Talking Dead or something like that. So, Tony?
I know.
For those of you who don't have the link for tonight's show or in the chat room, you just post it.
Just in case.
Just in
you
case.
Don't have the link.
Just in case you're not sure if you're listening to the right show, yes.
Posted it.
That's right. If you're in the chat room we're in, here's the link for that chat room itself. What? What is it? So they did this whole thing, Talking Mentalist, and he goes like this. So you go, oh, could you believe that happened? And so the guests are like this. You know, the first time we saw this episode, I wasn't ready for it. The second time I watched this episode, but the third time, oh my God, I can't believe what happened. Basically, he's making fun of the fact that, really, this is the lead-in for my show, reruns of The Mentalist all summer. So then the night before, what they did was, they did Talking Mentalist. Where they did Talking Mentalist really quick, and then they had Reggie Watts, who's his band leader co-host, he did a show talking about the Mentalist. I think CBS got pissed because they didn't do anything last night about that. They just went right into their show.
Well.
So I'm really hoping they do something else besides Talking Mentalist. I mean, besides Mentalist.
Well, maybe they will. I don't know. It won't be that much longer, though. I mean,
it's going to be the entire summer. He's not coming on until September.
I know, but at least we've got Jon Stewart until then. So, you know.
You know what's funny? I haven't. Yeah, but this is. What time is he on? 11?
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is James Corden comes on at 12:37. Okay?
Well.
So what I'm saying is sometimes, like, when I'm done here with, like, my radio, one of my radio shows, like Tuesday night, for example, I will tune right over to Channel 2. Okay? I don't want to sit there and watch The Mentalist. I didn't watch it the first time. It's almost gotten to the point I just DVR his show and just watch it the next day.
But The Mentalist wants you to watch it.
No. Okay, so what is this thing here that you gave me a link for?
That is the link to Will Wheaton. I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but when they did the Kickstarter for season 3 of Tabletop, they also... By the way, if you haven't been checking out Tabletop, you really should, because they got some really good episodes this season.
No, you know what? I watched those first 3, and that's all I've watched so far.
This past week, they played Love Letter and Coup, which are 2 games that I have actually played quite a bit of, and they're extremely fun. So, anyway, during the Kickstarter, they said one of their stretch goals was to make an RPG show, and they hit the stretch goal. So they have already, I think they've actually already filmed it. They're going to release it this fall. They have it's basically sort of like Tabletop, except it's going to be a role-playing game, and they're going to have the same people throughout the season. In fact, Geek and Sundry is already kind of doing it. If you Google Critical Role, they do a Twitch stream of some, you know, voiceover actors, and I know Ashley Johnson's in there, and and they do a role-playing game. But this one's going to be Will Wheaton and folks doing a role-playing game, and they announced the title of it. It's called Titan's Grave, which is a little ominous considering that, you know, I run the Titan Network.
Yes.
It's like, when I heard what they're going to call it, I'm sitting there like, hey, wait a minute.
Titan's Grave, Tony.
I know, really. It's like, is this their way of saying they're going to bury us or something? But at any rate, yeah, there's the link to it. So they put out a trailer. Was it yesterday or day before? I can't remember. But whenever it was, they put out their trailer for their new RPG show, and it looks really good. So, and you know, I like Will Wheaton, and he does a great job with tabletop. So I have high expectations for this one. But yeah, here's Critical Role. Let me.
Hello, everyone.
Here's the link to Critical Role. So if you're an old, there you go. If you're an old school pen and pencil or pencil and paper role playing Dungeons and Dragons freak, then by all means check out Critical Role. It's really good. They have the guy who's the game master in that does a fantastic job too. He actually is a voiceover actor, and so, you know, he's got all these voices that he does for all the NPCs and everything, and it's just a great... If you've never played a pencil and paper role-playing game before, and you've only played stuff like City of Heroes, I cannot tell you how much you should watch that show to see, you know, from whence the genre came.
Wow.
Because it is an extraordinarily fun experience playing... role-playing games, so definitely a must-watch if you've never actually played a role-playing game.
My old group I used to play with has gone to the four corners of the earth.
Okay, so
as a matter of fact,
North Pole, South Pole,
somewhere Germany, Atlanta, somewhere in the Midwest. One's here, but he hasn't role played in ages. Another one of my friends, he still role plays, but with his family. And because of my back, you know, I used to be able to role play like 12. One time, I remember, we role played like 12 hours. And this is when I was in my late 20s. And we did I don't know why we were just getting, like, looking for good stuff. We were getting nostalgic. So we were buying up all the old, the original D&D stuff that Gygax did.
Yeah.
And people back then, I had explained to them, yeah, if you got the World of Greyhawk box set, there was a map, and there was a guide to the map, and it showed you where on Greyhawk all those old modules took place. Like, all the ones with his name on them, they actually took place in the World of Greyhawk. And he explained where, and there was a list, and it showed you where it took place. I have it downstairs somewhere, but...
Yeah, I have a buddy who actually wrote several of the D&D, the original D&D modules.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
I have, somewhere in my basement, I have the original module that was called Ravenloft. I got when I was 11 years old, and it told you, it like, because people like had undead come in, like you'd have undead in there for the XP for your guys, but it said their vampires are very intelligent. Don't play them like they're these mindless savages. And it told you in there how to play. Like, if your party consists of this, there was a whole thing in there, I remember. Like, if your party consists of this, and that, these are the spells he's going to use.
Oh, I remember Ravenloft, yeah.
The original module, and then it became its own campaign setting. But I remember way back when it was the original Ravenloft, it had a 3D map in there that was, you know, drawn out on the inside folder cover or whatever, and I thought that was pretty cool and had all these things going on in there. And then about 10 years later or so, they made it into a campaign setting. I think they did.
Yeah, I still have, I mean, I have a whole crap ton of all those old modules, and I got like the creative campaigning book, and you know, because they had all those expansion books too, and
I think the last thing we did as a group was the original Slaver series, A1 through A4, I think it was. Or was it S1 through S4? And we had fun doing that. I remember we stayed up. Oh, God, we showed up at his house. We stopped by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I know we were going to do dinner. and we ordered pizza, and we ate while we were playing, and then we finished up, and it was like 4 in the morning before we figured out our experience points and our reward, and I remember being so tired, like my hand wouldn't move, and somebody sitting going, Rich, you're not riding. I'm like, no, my body doesn't want to move now. He goes, I hear you. So it's, I didn't get home till that. I think by the time we got done, oh, God, we just, like, needed, we had to clean up, and we just took a few minutes to sit away from the table, just on his cell phone. We put him, I had some TV on. I didn't forget we were watching at night. But I got home, finally. It was 6:30 in the morning. And I was laughing.
Those were the days.
Yeah. I was 26, 27. And it was just so funny, because I walked in the door, and my mom was getting, they were getting ready to go to Atlantic City, and she was half asleep still. And she looks at me, she goes, oh, why are you going out so early? And I look at my sister, and we start laughing as she walks out. I'm like, you know, 8 years ago I couldn't get away with this.
Well, we used to sit around playing for hours and hours, and there mm-hmm. there were a few days that we got home after dawn, and
it was
a lot of fun, and we would swap up the game master role. Like I had a couple of buddies who each of them would run their own campaigns, and I ran a couple of things, and one of them was great. One of them was not so great. We used to call him a role player, like ROLL, because he just liked rolling the dice.
Yes, we had a few like that.
And but the other guy was more into the whole, you know, role playing, like role. And
oh yeah, we had,
so that was a lot of fun.
You know what? I gotta tell you this one. When I was 19 and I was in college, and we hadn't role played, well over a year. Okay, where I think we played, if we played, it was very sporadically, and it was like 3 hours here, 3 hours there. Nothing of major, you know, significance. I was talking to friends of mine, and there's a guy who was around the corner. I don't want to mention his name because I don't want to invoke him, because I really don't want him to come over. Anyway, he's annoying as all hell. But we played at his house with his brother, and it was one of our friends, and they did not get along. And it was just funny. It was like there were certain combinations at this group where if you left them alone, they would be like at each other's throats. But because there was enough people there, this group got along so well, and it was a fantastic group that lasted. We started in May. Was it 89? No, in May of 90, and it went till pretty much the entire August. It went till like late August. So we had a good summer of doing this. Every Wednesday night we did this. And we started at like 6, 7 o'clock, and we went till whatever time we felt like ending. And then towards the end, one guy stopped showing up, and another one couldn't make it. And then this other guy took over, and it was just horrible at that point. Because we said the kill of the group was the fact the balance was disrupted. But we had a lot of, up until that point, there was a lot of fun that summer.
Cool.
Like I said, we were in college, we were reading D&D, you know, some of the novels. You know, during the weeks we'd read, you know, we were reading stuff. We all had part-time jobs, but, you know, most of us were able to say, look, I need Wednesday nights off. And one of our friends, I don't know why, we just think he wasn't that into it, and he said he couldn't get off. And I was like, and I started working there at the place, and like 2 years later, and like, dude, how come you can't get, all of a sudden he could get Wednesdays off? So I think something's up where he wanted to play, but he didn't want to play. So.
Yeah.
You know, it got to the point he was making excuses. But anyway, it was a lot of fun for the most part. We had a lot of fun playing. Because everybody pretty much just made up what they wanted to play. And we do something on hold. Let me bring them on. I just noticed. Hello, caller?
Hello. This is Matt Viking.
Hey, Matt Viking. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. Looking at the time, I'll just go say, hey, everyone. We'll see.
I was wondering,
there was talk of the COH role pen and paper game. Whatever happened to that?
You know, they come out with it, or did they just never?
I think I could have sworn they scrapped the idea at one point.
I think they scrapped the idea, but there's something in the back of my mind that says that I think I remember someone actually like coming out with something, like taking maybe one of the existing systems and putting something to. I don't know, but yeah, I bet someone could come out with it if they wanted to.
Okay,
there's plenty of systems out there.
I have it here. Eden Studios had it. I'll give you guys the link as soon as it opens. And there is a, for free, it is a Cities of Heroes RPG Quick Play Pack.
Yeah, I thought they came out with something, but they never, they didn't sell it.
We have 90 seconds left, and I'm going to give that there. And really quick, I'm going to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you, Tony, for co-hosting. Thank you, Mad Viking, for calling in. Sorry I didn't get you on sooner. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week. Like I say, keep fighting the good fight. Don't stop believing. Hopefully, we'll be back in Paragon City sometime soon. But now, as I was saying, yeah, you have this City of Heroes RPG quick play pack. Okay, it says here it's a ready to run adventure and quick play rules for the upcoming City of Heroes RPG. Everything you need to basically play the adventure with ready to run heroes. Just grab some dice and a few friends and head to Paragon City.
Yay! We should do a Twitch stream and play that sometime.
Okay, well, I'm clicking on Get It Free.
We could get, like, one or two of the Titan Network folks and maybe Nate or, you know, some of the, like, Kalen from Atlas Park Revival or, you know, someone like that.
That would be cool.
Get like, a City of Heroes crew and do a Twitch stream. We'll have to... Now that I've said that, if anybody hears the after show, they're going to be like, oh, yeah... Tony said they're going to get together and do a Twitch stream.
We're not really. We don't know. We're not doing anything yet. Because all they have is a quick play pack. That's all they have. We don't have the actual rules.
We'll
so I don't know if we're going to be able to. All right. We're going to the after party now. Thank you, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. You all rock. Let me just.
We're probably. We're in the after party by
we
now.
We are in the after party now. Yes.
We do need to figure out something. I want a Twitch stream, man. Mad Viking wants a Twitch stream.
Yep. I was just imagining him going like, I can see the creative role making here. You go to pocket D, you go near a couch, roll a savings throw.
I avoid the cat girls. One walks up to you. No!
You know, the cool thing about it, though, is you couldn't, you know, one of the things I hated about City of Heroes, not that I hated City of Heroes, but one of the things I disliked about the game is that there was, and this is not City of Heroes specifically, it happens much more in other games, it drives me nuts, but the whole, you know, min-maxer and power leveler and farmer and stuff like that, that stuff drives me crazy, I can't stand it. So I would love to do like a role playing like maybe a City of Heroes game over Twitch or something because I mean I think it would be cool that I mean if somebody is like, oh well, let's go farm werewolves or something, it's like, oh no, that's not gonna happen.
Can we go to AE? No.
No. You can't.
Okay,
this whole thing about, oh, you must rescue these scientists. They're in dire emergency. Okay, you know what? I'm just going to hold off on that mission for 4 or 5 days. No, you're not. Because they'll be dead.
You have to do it right now.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Man.
Famous, you must rescue this lawyer. No. I really don't want
this. Okay, wait, I can see now. Ready? You defeat the villains who have the scientists, and he tells you, no, don't worry, I can find my own way out. Why do we need to rescue you in the first place? And the place is still storming. I love the fact the place was still storming with other bad guys. You know what they should have done?
I am so going to download this.
I am too, although I'm hearing negative. It looks like they said it looks like they rushed this thing, and it came out in, it was supposed to come out in 2008.
Maybe, but that doesn't change the fact that I am going to.
Oh, it says I already exist.
Download. Save file.
Let me see.
Okay,
here.
I've got it. Here, I'll
try.
Do a look to it.
Unfortunately, I don't know what my password was.
The password is password. let's see. Where are you?
Oh,
there you are.
Why.
Here.
Wait, no. I was hitting a new account. That's why. I had to click on this thing here to log on.
I just sent it to you, dude.
Oh. I don't know what my password was.
Oh, my gosh. Basic
forget it.
Role. D10 plus total modifier. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll go through this. I'll see if maybe we can get something together.
Yeah, you know, because it says here, I read it, it's just a basic mash. It's not even like, basically somebody said whatever scenario comes in this quick play pack, it's the rules to play that. That's what they gave us.
What I'm saying though is, I mean, we can figure something out. We're pretty imaginative.
Oh yeah.
Aren't you imaginative?
I mean, I have, Mutants and Masterminds. There was another game. Mutants and Masterminds I bought a while ago, like almost 10 years ago or whenever, and never did anything with it because I knew nobody who played it.
See, like, give me a word that rhymes with rail.
Rail? Bail.
See, most people would have gone with fail or mail, but you went with bail. To me, that says you're imaginative, and we can pull this off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Valiant Universe has their own role-playing game. Valiant Universe is a comic book company, and they have their own role-playing game. They have their own quick start rules as well. So I bet under genre, under superhero, let me see what comes up under RPG now. I bet a lot of stuff comes up.
I'll ponder this. This is actually kind of an exciting idea. We'll figure something out. I don't want to take up too much time because I know that they probably have like another show coming up here before too long. But
yeah, if all else fails, you can also tie it in with Cape. Whatever you're doing, they can add in the extra voices.
Okay, we have wow. Okay, I just went to RPG now. Just went superhero and other systems, and there are quite a bit of other. There's something called supers, icons.
Oh, I know. There's several systems out there.
There's quite a few of them, so.
I'm just saying we could probably put something together that's City of Heroes theme, though. We don't necessarily have to use a specific system.
Okay, let me see here.
Did you know Infernal is level 6?
No, I did not know that.
I mean, it's amusing because I'm looking through the little RPG thing here. Miss Liberty, level 6. And it's like, you know, it's funny because she trained me up to be level 50. I just never really thought that she was.
Well, you know. Yeah, I'm opening it now. Quick play. How many pages is this thing?
It is.
I'm trying.
40 pages.
Wow, and that's a quick play pack? Holy smokes.
Dude, role playing games are pretty intense.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, I'm surprised for, like, you know, I figured the quick play pack would be like 10 pages.
Well, I mean, most of it is describing the rules.
Oh, you could buy inspirations.
Here we go. Like, the actual adventure starts on page 10, and it goes through, what, page 16? Yeah. 10 through 16 is the actual adventure. And the rest are stuff like stats on the Vindicators and you know, that kind of stuff. The rules are pages 1 through 9, and 10 through 16 is the adventure. And then 17.
There's Minx. Security level 6. That's it?
Yeah, they're all security level 6. Anyway. Well, I'll take a look at this. We'll figure something out. Probably not in a week, but we'll figure something out.
No,
maybe our goal will be around the end of the year we can get something going.
And we have to play. Yeah, I mean, we can figure out some game system. We can make up our heroes, like whatever we want to play. And we can do something like that.
Anyway. Well, I need to call it a night, so...
Yes. And I think I have to get out of here for the next crew, so...
So have fun. Thanks for calling in, Mad Viking. We'll
yes,
get you
Mad Viking.
Next week.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I would try to call earlier, but I picked up my phone, and I just saw the battery go...
Oops. No worries.
No problem.
All right,
guys. With that, we are out of here for the night. It is now, 10:08? Yeah, let's get out of here for the next crew. All right, so thank you, Tony, for co-hosting. Thank you, Mad Viking, for calling in. If you guys would do the honors, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.